Hi, I'm Tom Castaldi on the Heritage Trail, inviting you to join me on an audio walk through Fort Wayne's history. This is our own walking trail through our own history. A lasting legacy gift of the 1994 Bicentennial Celebration, it is available to the public and features historical markers that describe the significant sites of the region. For many years, a landmark and a symbol of progressive urban services were the great tanks for storing natural gas on East Superior Street. In the era of gas lighting, the Fort Wayne Gas Works, located nearby on the site of today's Hall's Gas House restaurant between Barr and Lafayette Streets, was the central public utilities operation in Fort Wayne. The town had turned to the production of artificial gas as early as 1853 when the Fort Wayne Gas Light Company was franchised by the city to operate a plant at the corner of Barr Street and the canal. Incorporated in 1855 for private residence lighting only, by 1857, the company had a contract to provide gas lighting for several street intersections. In those days, property owners on the intersections were assessed their share of the cost in proportion to the amount of their property illuminated. By 1886, the company was at last dissolved with the coming of natural gas. In the last two decades of the 19th century, Fort Wayne was known as a natural gas town because of the great gas boom, and nearly every home in the city was lighted and heated with gas for a time. Fort Wayne was supplied by the Salamone Mining and Gas Company under the presidency of Fort Wayne attorney Robert Bell in the 1880s. During Indiana's natural gas boom of the 1880s and 90s, gas seemed to be an endless resource for industry and city lighting. A new factory specialized in glass production, Muncie's Ball Jar Company, and the unique glass of Greencastle gave rise to major Indiana enterprises. One town, Gas City, was even named for the wonder resource. But the boom was short-lived, and by the first decade of the 20th century, the natural gas supplies of Indiana had been exhausted, often through gross misuse. In recent years, the site of the old gas works has been occupied by a restaurant started in 1955 by Don Hall, a local restaurant entrepreneur who established the city's first drive-in restaurant just west of the Bluffton Road Bridge. The statue on the roof of Hall's Gas House depicting a man proudly standing with one foot on a beer keg is that of Charles Lewis Scentliver, one of Fort Wayne's original brewers. His brewery stood for many years north of this spot at the intersection of Spy Run Avenue and Spy Run Extended, just beyond State Street. It's interesting to note that this statue, located at the site of the old gas works, was also where the first brewer in Fort Wayne, George Fallow, maintained his brewery, and according to a local wag, the manner of his fermenting his beer was questionable. For more information about the stops we've made today and other trail highlights, contact Arch, the financial trustee for the Heritage Trail. You can learn more about preserving the Fort Wayne region's rich heritage by joining Arch, the Historic Preservation Organization. Give them a call at 426-5117 or log on by going to archfw.org. Well, that's all the time we have for now. This is Tom Castaldi, and we look forward to being with you next time on the Heritage Trail.